Today on the Mike O'Mara Show,
we have a cast member on the Mike O'Mara Show who is chronically tardy, and I'm curious whether Joe Robinson has the... he's a radio guy, technically, so he shouldn't be, but I'm curious.
Actually, Joe is pretty much never late, so...
Okay.
It really speaks to how much he cares about this, I guess. So.
You both think you're smarter than me. Sometimes
what?
I wonder about that. I truly do. Well, I'm not going to be manipulated anymore, and I'm not paranoid.
I'm not manipulating anybody.
I know what you say
anybody.
About me behind my back.
There's 14... names of shows on there with the word dead or deadly in the title.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. There's a show called Dead Silent and a show called Deadly Silence. They're not even trying.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, kids, here's a little lesson. Turn your microphone on when the broadcast starts. It's really helpful.
I thought
you
were
that.
Trying to trick me.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are one man down. Well, technically, we're one man up, but we will be.
Right.
Because Oscar is taking his junket out to Arizona. He texted me yesterday that they grounded those 737 MAX planes while he was at the airport.
So. Oh, that happened while he was there? It'll be better if he was going to be in the air when it
yes.
happened.
He it'll landed in Mississippi.
His plane was not a 737 MAX, but he got to witness, because Southwest flies them, he got to witness the sun and fun of people experiencing that, which apparently was a bit of a CF. And I'm sure there was joy
among the airport. All
yes.
around. It had to be.
And so we are welcoming Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson, who are the Rob and Joe Show. And
good morning.
Always a pleasure and long overdue. We'd love to get you guys into the studio. Now, the first question, because Joe is running tardy, the first thing that popped into my mind, by the way, you guys come out of the goodness of your heart to panel with us, so there's absolutely no
since
problem
he's tardy,
if you're late.
Since he's tardy,
well, let me calm down, take a few deep breaths, give Rob a Xanax. Oscar's not here. I just want to make sure. I'm on a line of questioning here for Rob.
All right.
So I want to ask him this question. Chronically tardy. I'm just curious. We have a cast member on the Mike O'Mara Show who is chronically tardy, and I'm curious whether Joe Robinson has the... he's a radio guy, technically, so he shouldn't be, but I'm curious.
Actually, Joe is pretty much never late, so...
Okay.
It really speaks to how much he cares about this, I guess. So. No, he's very good, because he and I are both, it's, you know, sort of our pet peeve with our... you know, running our murder mystery, it bothers us when anyone is late because we're freaking out. But his
right.
brother will get there. Let's say the show's at 8, the doors open at 5. At 2:30, he's setting up sound. He's yeah.
So
he
his
couldn't
brother's
be
crazy.
Earlier. Yeah, he's crazy early.
But Robbie doesn't have a lot of stuff to do. Keep him distracted. He's mostly...
No, he has 4 things to do that would take 8 minutes, but to him that means, well, I better make it 4 hours just in case everything that could go wrong could 3 times over. Then I'll be prepared.
Well, you know, having witnessed the murder mystery, and let me give you a plug, the murder mystery is back to the 80s Thursday, April 11th at the DC Improv. If you've never had the pleasure of seeing the entire gang, tickets are available at dcimprov.com. So check them out.
Please
and
do.
It's a great show. It's a show we had out in Las Vegas and had a fantastic time. Who's the big guy? I love the big guy.
Eric Woodworth.
Yes.
Eric, who's also a stand-up comedian.
He's a stand-up comedian, but he is fantastic at doing physical comedy and getting in various degrees of undress.
Not a shy guy.
He's a big guy, but he's sort of lovable and adorable.
Yeah.
So women like him. It's like he's not in shape by any means, but he'll get half naked and he's getting every hot girl wants to take a picture with him.
Would I be overstepping if I mentioned the Back to the 80s murder mystery show?
Mm-hmm.
If I said that Eric may be the high point of the show. They're really at the end of the show, towards the end of the show, a very special moment with
Eric. I agree 100%.
Okay, good.
No,
good.
And there's
way I looked at it.
We because, you know, as we've written these and figured out everyone's weak strengths, you know, it's like every show is how can I write into another moment where Eric does something crazy like that and gets half naked and steals the show.
Was that a Freudian slip when you said weakness before you said strength?
Maybe.
I thought so. Yes.
And Baltimore radio god Justin Slagle still involved with the program?
Yes, he is. As a matter of fact, okay. I was listening this morning. He, in honor of their producer leaving to Florida, to your neck of the woods for...
Really?
For more money, Mike Anderson, yes. Mike Anderson, their producer of Justin Scott and Spiegel, has a tattoo of a UFO on his balls. Can I say that?
You can.
And so, Scott...
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my... First of that,
horrible.
Hold on. Oh, my God.
So, in honor of him leaving, Justin and Scott, the other co-hosts, got that done live on the air this morning, and it sounded horrifying.
They got tattoos on their bags?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Of UFOs?
Yes.
On their...
And
I
it sounded it's painful. Everything you think it was, it sounded worse.
Good God.
Never in a million years.
So Scott and Justin both got
tattoos
down there? They both
did. Scott went first, which I think is the better spot to go, because then Justin can't really enjoy it, because then he's knowing this is next for him. So he's just dreading it.
Unless, of course, the second guy just says, never mind.
Right, which I think Justin considered.
Justin Schlegel, let me just tell you something.
He goes for
radio, alive and well. You want to go up to, you want to hear real radio, go
he's
up to
great.
Baltimore.
He's great.
I heartily enjoy it. I wish I was up there to hear it because that just sounds absolutely amazing. I'm sure you can hear it online, too. But wow, those guys. And Justin Schlegel, who would be categorized for me as a man who, in a kindly way, probably embarrassed me more in that nice way
yes.
than I've ever been embarrassed at your murder mystery show. I truly was out of sorts with that kindness that he showed me. But that's great radio. That, I mean, when you say that, I'm you know what? You
yep,
say that to me,
radio.
And I'm like going, my God.
Yeah.
You know, not first of all, two things. It's great that he's keeping the spirit alive, and thank God I'm not in that racket anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't think at the age of, you know, turning 60 soon, Rob, I'll be turning 60 soon. I just don't think that, you know, having a tattoo artist, you know, the best, by the way, the best stunt that I ever did involving a tattoo was an April Fool's stunt. We
yes.
brought in a 5-year-old? It was an older kid, but he played five.
Young. I think he played 5 or 7, maybe, something like
and
that. Yeah.
He played five or seven.
He was 27.
It was an elaborate ruse we did where we brought this kid in and his mother. Was it his mother or was it the woman played his mother because she was a co-worker of his mother.
Yes.
And the mother allowed to have the kid come into our studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I'm extremely proud of this, that we brought the kid in at, he was like playing 7 years old. And we said, we're going to get a tattoo of his favorite baseball team. And we have the tattoo artist.
It was called Tats for Tots.
Tats for Tots.
Clever.
And we bring him in and we brought the tattoo artist with the gun. So it makes that, you heard it today on probably 98 Rock where they're going,
yes,
great sound.
It's great sound for radio. It's fantastic. And we brought the kid in and, you know, I talked to him and he's just playing so dumb. You know what I mean? He's just like, I don't know. I just want, did your mommy want you to, now, did you want to get this? Yeah, I guess. And he's like playing it so well. What the kid spectacular.
I remember you gave him direction right before he said, don't act. Just underplay
right.
it. Just your
yeah,
ear.
I gave him direction. I gave him it because did we pre-record it? Yeah,
it was pre-recorded.
So we could make it perfect.
Yeah. And
so we brought the kid in and he comes in and then we pre-recorded it. And then did we play it the next day?
What we did is we pre-recorded it and then once we got it and we knew it was good, we started to sell the bit. And so like 2 or 3 days later, we did it, including like the buildup in the next segment, we're going to do it. So no one knew it was on tape. And so we played the tape. And I do remember this. A police officer showed up at the building.
No, you're skipping ahead. I'm sitting over on the phones.
Right.
And that's back when this is how old I am. I remember when texting came into the studio where we had the text bank and we could watch. And I'm sitting there. Because we're playing, it's just like playing a segment when you do it on the air. You're all still staying in the studio. And we start the segment. And the segment goes on and on and on. And then the texts start coming in. And the texts start coming in like, you are dead to me. I'm never listening to this show. I can't believe what the F. What are you guys thinking? And then the phones are just ringing off the hook. And then one of the texts comes in. I'm calling the police. and the police showed up.
Yep.
It was, and I'm sitting there just wallowing in this joy that we have executed this April Fool's stunt to the max. And oh God, it was great. The kid was just incredible.
He was perfect.
Glad we taped him, right?
Yeah, it was wonderful. That kid, Macaulay Culkin, went That's on right. to a great career.
Macaulay D. Culkin. Yes. The D is for denial.
Okay.
With that right now. You know,
looking back,
by the way, the first experience the other night, Carl and I think I talked about this on yesterday's show. The first experience of going to a restaurant, going to a bar, mm-hmm. sitting down,
yes.
and we were alone in this bar, and the Thriller comes on
mm-hmm.
over the speakers in the bar, and I went, it's the first time going, oh God, rolling my eyes after watching Leaving Neverland. Have you seen Leaving Neverland?
I have, Neverland? And it was. It's very powerful, and
it really is.
It's disturbing, and it stays yeah. with you. And I had the same feeling. I was driving the other day. I think it was yesterday, and Beat It came on, and I was like, "Okay, yeah. we're still churning this one out."
Yeah. Yeah,
that might be the one the only one you would leave.
Yeah, right.
As far as I'm concerned, but anyway, that'd be the only one that's in the playlist. It's just
Jackson 5. I think we can keep the kids stuff. So
yeah, probably
yeah.
we can do that.
Well, because their manager Joe was such a good guy.
Yes,
so right. that's the yes. Jackson 5 is fine.
We're talking,
ladies
about
and gentlemen. He has made it into the studio, and he is not chronically late. He just happened to hit some normal DC traffic. I give you the co-host of the Rob and Joe Show, Mr. Joe Robinson. We were talking about your employer 98 Rock and how they were having a wonderful Justin was having a wonderful morning getting his bag tattooed. That's a pretty special.
Did you hear that
today.
Yeah, I heard it. It looks to be there's two, actually. The other
Scott.
Yeah, I got it.
There's
too.
Two balls. Oh, yes, thank yeah. you.
You know that. Yeah, yeah, from us, right? Hey, real quick.
I can't believe we're talking about another show, but if they're doing that, it's worthy of talking yeah, about. Worthy, I, don't right. mind, yeah. I don't mind promoting another radio show. I still wouldn't do it if it was a DC show.
Yeah,
I still that's just my natural
I understand
competitive
somehow.
Nature.
I feel that. Yeah.
But they've always been so nice to me at 98 Rock that I have to and Justin, my God. I mean, as kind a man to me in this industry as I've ever seen, but that is Joe Robinson. That is stunting like I've never heard. That is A-list stunting on the radio to get that done. On the bag, because what, their producer did it and he's leaving?
Yes. Yeah,
what it is?
It's actually irreparable stunting, right?
I know, yeah. I know. Hey. I mean, because you're not going to go through the pain of getting that removed.
No, or turning right? it into something else later, right. like your wife's name.
Or turning it into something else.
And would she want her name there anyway?
It was 3 hours and I turned it into a beach ball. Oh my God, hey, that's agony.
Speaking of which, I'm sorry, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, I just want to interrupt real quick. I want you guys to know the sense of urgency that I treat getting to the show on time. So afterwards, Rob, I'm going to show you the cup of urine in my car.
Oh, yeah,
I want you to take
your
a
own
look
radio
at that.
Stunt.
That's damn yes. funny. I love that. But anyway, it's good to have you guys here. We always enjoy that. And I just hats off when you see my friend Justin, please, at the Murder Mystery, which by the way is Thursday, April 11th at the DC Improv. Please tell Justin. Mad respect for that kind of stuff.
You'll recognize him. He'll be sitting on a donut.
Yes.
I would never sacrifice my
he'll
body.
He'll show
like
you his the work if you want to see it. Like he'll.
You know something? That's really not necessary. But thank you for
He'll do
offer.
It anyways.
Yeah. Yes.
I
you have no
that.
Say in this.
You know, the idea of stunting was, of all the things I look back on, and I consider anything that's not, that involves other people really doing something or me doing something. I shaved my head.
Mm-hmm.
I dyed my hair blonde. I had my shirt off and sat in a baby pool at 10800 Main Street. That's something you wouldn't do today because we invited parents to bring their kids down
yes.
and play with me in the kiddie pool. How pervy is that? That wouldn't happen today. The greatest thing that I regretted doing, that I hated doing,
uh-huh.
and I think I've told you this before, on the air were the eating contests.
Yeah, I agree.
I hated them. I hated them more than anything else. I had this deep-seated fear that when we were doing that, no matter what, it could be a hot dog eating contest. It could be a pepper. We did pepper
yeah,
eating contest.
Gross food you know, contest.
Chicken
all that.
Wings.
Yeah.
It might have been the fact that, I don't know whether I was aware of it when we first started doing it, but certainly after it happened, when you realize that idiot disc jockeys can murder people.
Oh, yeah.
Can actually result, you know, these stunts can result in death. It was what, the water thing out in California?
We for
Is that
a
where
we.
It was?
Yeah.
We for we?
Yeah.
And I said, I never liked it because people come in and it's like, yeah, you're going to get $500 if you eat these hot dogs. And I would say someone will be so stupid that they will die, that they will choke to death. And what are we going to do then? I didn't like that. I didn't have the balls to do that type of thing. Don, my radio partner, Don Geronimo, it's like, Donnie's bleeding on the floor. Come on, it's a good bit. It's a good bit. Let him bleed. Much braver than I was on that side. And I cringed about it. I cringed about the Monica Lewinsky game that we played on stage in front of 10,000 people.
A lot of people would say that might have been over the line.
Joe Robinson has asked for specificity on this particular topic. It was the sexual activity that Bill Clinton had participated in with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office, allegedly, with a cigar. That is, do you need more?
I want to know what the contest was, where people just...
Everybody wins. All right, ladies would come up on stage at a live show, and they would do what Monica did with Bill Clinton's cigar.
Oh, I see.
And at one point, we were told you can do it. I remember the discussions. You can do it, but you need to have them facing away from the audience.
Well, how do you win? Or I guess, how do you lose?
I know how you lose by entering the contest. By giving your first
quality
and last name.
It's quality. By the way, I'm mentioning this not with any sense of pride whatsoever.
No.
Also, the largest audience I ever performed in front of is where we did this, and I wanted to die. And it hasn't really come back to bite me. There's still people that said, hey, how about the Monica Lewinsky? You know, the perv factor. Everybody, I want a front row seat. I want a front. I'm not sure how it won, but it might have been.
It was more of a participation award.
It might have been a measuring contest.
And Ann wins from Rockville with 15 cigars.
No, it's not quantity. It was not quantity. You know, Joe, you're a little more fascinated with this than I expected.
I've turned around. Real quick, I used to have a show on 98 Rock at nights, Theo and Joe. I don't know if you guys remember that.
You were Joe.
Was Joe in that. And
it was Theo Huxtable that you were.
It lasted, it was either 10 or 11 months until they said enough, right? Enough of the shenanigans, right?
But and lost.
Some poor bastard came in and got the show logo, which is nobody knows this thing except for the people that were in it and this unfortunate guy. It's not something you can cover up. It was, I don't know if you can say, how big is that? The size of a loaf of bread?
Sure.
It was on his rib cage. And then, can you imagine?
And this is the show logo, not the radio station logo.
No.
The show logo. The show that's now defunct.
Yes.
It lasted nine months.
That's better. I remember the lady that did Don and Mike above her... pubic bone.
Yeah, but Don and Mike was a great show. It wasn't some show that was canceled.
It's still special.
At least it was a Herring show. Special.
The fact that someone felt strongly enough about you guys to put your show logo on there impresses the hell out of me. What happened with that?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm sure he feels very betrayed. I would avoid him at all costs, right? He's the reason I'm off Facebook. I can't have this guy finding me.
I bet that he would really like it if you two got back together, though.
Yeah, I bet he would.
He's somewhere right now not having sex.
Do you remember, Mike, another great tattoo that you did on the show? And this is just so random, and I remember this because this woman will have to explain this for the rest of her life. Right above her pubic bone was tattooed the words, "This is Sam Huff."
This is Sam Huff.
Oh, that's great.
That's right. This is Sam Huff as a tribute to the great linebacker.
The greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL.
Is he still with us, by the way?
He is no longer with the broadcast team, but he is.
He'll never die.
No.
Yeah, that was the stellar, we'll go down as history, one of the worst broadcasting teams in the history of, Sonny and Sam. I like Frank. Frank was okay, but Frank was like, hey, quarterback, hey, linebacker,
I was going to say, don't you think it was a downturn when it went to Larry, Sonny, and Sam?
Oh, they've maintained the standards of, if you're a former Redskin, you're on there. And Sonny, Sonny, I thought, offers pretty decent analysis. Sam would be in the beginning, but then they got
too drunk and senile and old.
Sonny, it was always great when Sonny, about the third quarter, and this happened for many seasons, would just lose interest in the game.
Because if they're losing.
Losing. And say, well, what do you think about that, quarterback? I don't know.
But let me tell you what was great about that broadcasting team. As someone, and I kind of kept it a secret during my career in Washington, that I was not a diehard Redskins fan.
Sure.
And so I would listen to the broadcast like a fan of another team. And I'd be listening to say, the Redskins are in contention with my New York Giants. I got to find out what's going on. And the beauty of this broadcast was turning it on, and within a nanosecond, if they were speaking, I would know whether the Redskins were winning or losing.
Because they would just be,
I don't know what you're going to do it, Sam. Well, you're wrong about that. And then you'd hear this pause. I said, okay, good. They're losing by how much? You know, and then if you tuned into them and it was just like, so I told him that I was good, and they're giggling and they're laughing. They're like little children. They were legitimate fans of the Redskins. So that was cool.
Sam had a primary job during the broadcast, and he had an egg timer. A 2-minute egg timer that was, this is true. Because
don't go 2 minutes without talking.
No, it was, on the egg timer was written the word Sam, and it would go into the broadcast kit that would travel with them all around the country to every game.
Can you hear the echo in your voice, by the way? Can you hear that? I mean, can you tweak? I know you're busy talking, but I mean, I'm just kind of, it's kind of sounding like you're over here. I will tweak it,
but he would every time turn the egg timer over.
Do you know what Rob's priority is? Do you see how
getting
how
back to his story? Yeah.
Yes.
Sam Huff.
Better be good.
Sam Huff historian, Rob Spiewak.
He's got 9 more Sam Huff stories.
All right,
stories.
Sam and the egg timer.
His job was every time that the egg timer ran out, he had to get the score in. That was, they assigned him that job. They said
because they were training him to be a proper sports broadcaster. But you would
think
really
after years, you wouldn't have to.
You would think.
Not tell him to turn the egg timer over.
You know, I like that they put his name on it. Everyone had their own egg timer. Oh, is that Sonny's or mine?
I welcome, though, across the country, because I have listened to other radio play-by-play teams, and there are a lot of them that are like that.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them that are just kind of, you have the standard guy that says, third down, 4 yards to go, the team's on the 13-yard line, the red zone, like that. And then you'd hear the color guy go, Giants had one, I think they have. The best name for one was it Brad Sham?
Yes.
Who was a play-by-play guy.
Bob
and had
Papa.
Bob Papa. Yeah, Brad Sham had a side business. Brad Sham's House of Big League Threads.
Oh, yeah.
Great name.
And travel enough around the country to find that all out. But it's, it's interesting. So salute to those guys up at 98 Rock for getting a tattoo on their balls. Something I would never do.
Sam Huff
never get
it.
One anywhere. Sam Huff, you don't know that. You don't know what it was like playing for the New York Giants in the 60s.
Well, what if he's got a whole sleeve on his sack?
That would happen at the bottom of the pile.
Asian arts on there. So there's
no, I know his history. I know his history. I know what he's got. He's got the Marriott logo on there.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, here we are.
Museum?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to dinner.
Oh, we will, but first I have a surprise.
Surprise?
Yeah, it's the architecture exhibit.
Architecture exhibit?
Yeah, my friend Tucker is upstairs, and I want you to meet him. He's an architect, too. Come on. Hey, Tucker.
Mary. How are you?
This is my friend, Pat Healy.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Patrick.
Same here.
Pat is an architect as well.
Oh, really? Oh, where are your offices?
Mainly, I work out of Boston.
You know, Pat does projects all over the world.
Really? Oh, where would I have seen your work?
Well, have you been to Santiago, Chile?
Twice last year. Which building's yours?
Are you familiar with the soccer stadium?
Did you build the Estadio Olimpico?
No, just down the street, the Salento Caliente Towers. It's quite a fine example, in fact. I recommend that next time you're up that way, that you drop in and take a gander at it yourself.
Either you come clean or I'm gonna kick your f***ing ass.
I love her, man. I love Mary, man. I'm a phony, just like you.
What do you mean?
I'm no architect. Don't be a putz, man. Who's been to Santiago, Chile twice in 1 year? I've never even been in Jersey.
Okay, just take it easy. Wait a minute, you know those people back at Harvard?
I knew shit, man. The only thing I knew was that you were a fake.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
The editing of the two segments made that legitimately funny to me.
Oh, thank you.
I love that. I love her, man, just like you.
Just like you.
Oh, that movie holds up. Live from the Podcast Village studio. That hit me for some reason. We are in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. I love her, man. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS, to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners. I can't get that out of my head. If you're a first timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Arcade, New York to Vader, Washington, from Fort Dodge, Iowa to Stafford, Virginia, from Roma, Italy to Gaul, Sri Lanka, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Third Love. Take it from me, buying a bra can be awkward.
Tell me about
it. It's always awkward for me when I go in there. Seriously, though, ask any woman, getting the right size bra seems damn near impossible until now. Thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz, just answer a few simple questions and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have already taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras focused on breast size and shape. I'm not awkward reading this commercial.
Not at all.
So, you get a perfect fit and a premium feel. It will be the most comfortable bra you'll ever wear thanks to the lightweight, super thin memory foam cups. Only Third Love has them. Try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. There is a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, 60 days, return it, and Third Love will wash it. Well, thank God for that, and yes, they will donate it to a woman in need. Third Love has a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off today. Ladies, get to it. We appreciate the support for another fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, and we welcome Rob and Joe to the show today. Hello, gentlemen. You get another round of applause.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Hello. Yay. Rob and Joe see their murder mystery Back to the 80s Thursday, April 11th at the DC Improv. Tickets available at dcimprov.com. The first three people to get in get a tattoo on their balls.
And it'll be slightly different special than the show that we did in Vegas, because there won't be 20 minutes of Justin talking about Mike's sex life with his beautiful wife.
That's so true.
He was, that usually is not Carlos part of the show. Flattered. I was flat. No, I was not flat. I was embarrassed. But it was embarrassed in a, you can be embarrassed right in a nice way.
Yes.
You just, I don't know how to handle that. You
nobody
know?
Would.
I
mean,
by the way, I'm used to listeners coming up to me and approaching me and greeting me like this. Hi, Mike. You know, Rob, how many times have you gotten those, right? Where people come and go, hey, Rob.
Yeah, they say, oh, yeah, I like, know what you do.
What did I do? I didn't do anything to you. You know, I'm doing, I'm making my living here.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like to salute the United States of America for being last in the world to ground the plane. Now, we've been talking about it. We're not an issues-driven program, but I will tell you that this was just top of mind to me. Two stories that I felt I could not do a show without talking about would be the FAA and the grounding of the 737 MAX and the hideous, heinous cheating scandal with college that Oscar really didn't think that was a big deal. I got pissed. I talked to another radio guy yesterday down here who was telling me about a great get. The guy's, I think the show is called Miller and Moulton down here.
Okay.
Guy's name is Mark Miller. I play a lot of golf with the guy. And he does a sports talk show. And down here, I don't know if you guys saw it nationally, that Warner Wolf had defaced
I saw this.
The property of his Naples home, where that he didn't like the signage or something. I don't know the details.
He's
of the
retired
story.
Now, right? He's not he's doing retired, anything down there.
And he's down here in Naples, and he didn't like the sign in the homeowners association, and he tried to take the sign down. He damaged the sign and got arrested, and apparently was just cleared of all charges. And this guy rolls up to me yesterday and said, we got Warner on this morning. I didn't get a chance to listen to it because I was prepping for this show, but I said, what a great get. And I said, oh man, you know, I said, I think when we had him on the Don and Mike show a million years ago, the guy was
curmudgeon-y even back then.
Yes.
We said something to him along the lines of, well, Warner, thanks for joining us, and stop by the studio when you get to D.C. He's like, well, I don't know about that. And we're like, dude, we're just, remember that? We're
just being polite. Pretend.
Exactly.
We're just being polite to the effort. We're just being polite. So I say to this guy, I say to him, well, you know, you could probably, if he was that way then,
oh,
he's
God.
Probably, and he's a guy that's tearing into a sign in the front of the community. He's got to be old man nasty now. Like, and you could probably light his candle, and that's all I would do would be just try to make him so angry. And he said, no, I don't like homeowners association fees. I don't like homeowners association. I'm like, all right, okay. So he's going to commiserate with the guy. I got to ask how it went like that.
Or he's going to get his balls tattooed. That's what I heard.
Warner Wolf's balls.
Well, probably at this stage of the game, probably a much bigger target.
Yes.
I would imagine if we do this. But because these issues have killed me this week, I watched the FAA administrator. I forgot what the guy's name is, but he's on national TV. And, you know, congratulations being the last major country, the last country
yes.
that agreed to ground these planes.
All right.
And,
we'll do
and then
it.
And they did it like in the last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like everything. There was no real process done. And people are in airports. Oscar texts me and says people are going bat-ass because their flights are being canceled on this particular airplane. But it's just...
It's embarrassing.
It's totally embarrassing. And they tried to pin the guy down. Why didn't they do it? And he says to the Today Show host,
yes.
You know, Savannah, he says, well, you know, the FAA is a data-driven organization. It's like, okay, here it comes. You didn't have enough data. He said, we just don't want to go on our gut. No, when 50 other countries in the world are going on their gut.
The data shows that you're the last nation to do it. And also, this is made even worse by the feeble gesture of making an FAA official fly on the jet yesterday with her crew.
I think Margaret Cho.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
The FAA.
She got out of comedy and got right into government. But
lateral move.
But the thing about that story is that she brought her staff along. That's funny.
Can you imagine? Hey, guess what we're doing today? No! Right. No!
Get on the plane.
God. How many of these planes are there that are in the that
I
are
heard
flying?
Today, Rob, that there are 250 flights a day in the United States. American carriers fly 250 of these a day. They're big, right? They're the biggest 737. But that doesn't mean
250 planes, though, right? Because it's the flights.
No. No, it's 250 flights a day. And then the problem apparently is this software issue that the plane starts to take off and then the computer goes like that and the plane nosedives into the ground. So we'll keep you posted. And the other thing that was issue driven, and I welcome your thoughts on it, is this this college cheating scandal where, you know, it just gets
Varsity Blue scandal.
It's a great name.
I hate to do this, but I have to. Okay. Uh-huh. I know what I'm doing is wrong, but I finally got to look at, I think it's Lori Loughlin. Is she the, what is it? She's the Fuller House
Full
lady.
House. Full right? House and Fuller
Full
House.
Yeah, both.
So I saw, I just saw maybe a 5 second clip of one of the kids. And let me see, just even in that 5 seconds, I'm like, yeah, I can see where there might be a little help required there.
Yes.
On this one, you know.
I was talking to a recent college graduate last night, a friend of mine's son, and he said, this scandal is really bad, but why would it take $500,000 to get into USC? He says, that's not Harvard. That's not Yale. That's USC.
Yeah that guy shook him down. He would have accepted way less,
I
right?
would think so, yeah.
The other thing, and I don't know whose kid it was, so I don't want to identify it, but they said that the guy that was cheating on the SATs that was getting paid apparently $10,000 to take the SATs, they at one point to help on whatever portion of the test, the fake guy that was taking the test had to get a handwriting sample from the kid, and the handwriting sample was like Charlie's handwriting sample was like, this is my name that I'm writing right now. And so it begs the question to me.
Well, I have children.
No.
So true.
That's Rob Mayer. That is Rob Mayer right there. That's you said. And you're not even engaged yet, are you?
No, God, I should never have said anything.
Your partner right there. Well, you bring it up.
He's
every
getting
time,
married in 2 months.
Yeah, in 2 months in Mexico. Would you guys like to come?
Oh,
I would
sure.
love to.
Absolutely. You know, what part of Mexico are you going to be?
We're in. It's in between Riviera Maya and Cancun. So it's called like Riviera Cancun. It's a, some all inclusive. Too many people are coming, though. You know, when you have a destination wedding, it's so you only have to.
Right, you don't want people to come.
Yeah, it's like 20 people. Yeah, it's like, hey, point. We really don't want you there.
Yeah, but if you're having a destination wedding in Riviera Maya down around Cancun, that's a. I mean, that's that. You know what I hate would be the destination wedding that you know.
Milwaukee.
You know, Cindy.
We got an all-inclusive.
Yeah, it's in January.
Cindy really wanted us to get married on the patio at the Harley-Davidson factory. And we're bringing you up right now. No, it's cool. That's why. Because you got a relatively, in Cancun, you can get a relatively decent rate.
Yep. Yeah, pretty cheap.
Especially since the cartel decided to murder some people right. down yes. there too.
Well, that's the only place you can know. Go and be safe. So maybe the rates are jacking up a little bit.
Yeah, we're flying that 737 MAX.
Precisely.
Yeah, we're flying the 737 MAX down to Cancun, and we're not going to be staying at one of the premier hotels. We're actually going to be staying in town near one of the local bars.
That's it's all inclusive. You got crime, all inclusive. Murder,
come by,
drugs.
And, say hi to the locals. It should be something in there.
Just go to the end of this street, turn left at the armed guard, and you're there.
Real quick, back to the scandal. So yes. I haven't really read up a whole lot on it, but isn't the idea that somebody did this, they were caught, now they're being tried and likely prosecuted and likely go to jail. Doesn't that mean the system's working? I mean, just because there are bad individuals out there doing bad things, that happens all across all, you know, all economic classes and all cultures and everything.
Are you saying that the silver lining to this is that they scam the system and they were caught? That justice is being served?
I don't
is
even
that
know
saying?
That it's the silver lining. It's like the immediate narrative is, oh, oppressor, oppressed. Well, no. I mean, even like Harvey Weinstein, right?
Right.
He's very powerful. He's probably also very competent in terms of what he did. Mm-hmm. But then you find out these atrocities and they supersede all that. So this idea that these powerful people get to do all these things, well, actually they don't, because as soon as they're exposed, they either go to jail or they get punished. So
I get what you're saying.
That's valid. And it's probably not as big of a story, except for the fact that it's got a desperate housewife and a full house lady in it. And that
yes.
but it allows them to
and
really,
some
really
lady
cover
that's,
it.
That's like an expert in finding jobs mm-hmm. that has a television show who just looked at
right.
She's got, they bring up the hypocrisy, which is hysterical. She had some sort of Instagram or tweet where it said, don't cheat. This big thing she posted one day, and they have a clip of her telling one of her people that she's advising, whatever you do, don't lie on a resume.
Right.
And she's a big one for that. So your point is right, that they can be taken down for bad behavior. And I think what comes out of things like this is you will have a renewed vigilance in the college system.
Absolutely.
So people,
yeah.
My only issue yesterday, and this is what pissed me off about it, remembering my attempts, to transfer into BU's broadcast program. No, let me hit the buzzers for the ones I got denied from. Rejection letters. Trying to get in the School of Communications at Boston University,
okay.
Ithaca College, Syracuse University, and then American University. Welcome.
Oh,
come
yes,
on
of
down.
Course. I was going to say, yes, do we have enough time for this segment?
Many tears spilled, Joe. Many, many tears too. But no, you're right. But and hopefully this will make it so people aren't likely to do it again. But you're right. $500,000 to do something to like bribe an administrator and a coach to get into USC and
for her not even to take classes, just a party. You could just buy a house on campus and she could just live there.
You could buy a beautiful
you
house.
You can experience the college lifestyle without going to class.
You can give her whatever you're trying to get for her after college. Just give it to her now.
Exactly.
Yes. Just hand it to her. Hand it to her. Yeah, I think it has to do with the parents too. I think it does. I think it's a little ego thing. Yeah.
Well, Christy's going to USC.
She's articling.
She's going to USC. That's wonderful. And she's making plastic bracelets, just like Napoleon Dynamite.
She's majoring in cheating.
Mom, guess where I want to go.
I'd like to go right now.
All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk to Rob Mayer about the Anchorman dude. And,
Let's do it.
Your comedy travels around the country. We'll do that when we come back.
We got an idea, and it's as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to leave a message at the TMOS Yak Shack. Leave a message morning, noon, and night about anything you want to talk about, and we will perhaps play it on our show. Here's the number, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. You can call us morning, noon, night. Hey, insomniacs, it's just for you. It's the TMOS Yak Shack. Your phone calls on TMOS whenever we feel like listening to them. Right here at the TMOS Yak Shack. I like the Yak Shack. I like people calling drunk on the Yak Shack.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good weekend for that.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FabFitFun. Do you love discovering new products? Then you need FabFitFun. FabFitFun allows women everywhere to discover new products that they will adore. Carla adores her.
Yes.
FabFitFun box when it arrives. It's a fun, better way to shop. How about champagne body scrub or a beautiful floral kimono-styled robe or sunglasses and a jump rope?
Fun!
Always use the sunglasses with the jump rope.
Because then you look cool.
How great is that? FabFitFun makes a great gift for a loved one or even yourself. Everything you get is full size. No samples of anything. The retail value of the spring box is $350. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. It's like Christmas four times a year. Sign up for FabFitFun today. FabFitFun boxes always sell out. Use the code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. And it is Carla O'Mara approved because she told me that, yes, they are full-size products. They are amazing products. And I may be using one of the products today, as a matter of fact.
Are you using it right now?
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell you about it.
Are you jumping rope right now?
He's wearing sunglasses right now.
It's actually a temporary tattoo. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. Okay, for whatever reason, there's certain individuals that pop up on my feeds more than others, and Rob Mayer happens to be one of them. I've probably liked a lot of stuff that you've posted, so
thank you.
I see what's going on, and I like it. There are a couple of guys that I follow. I like following people's careers. That interests me. You know, when Patton Oswalt, our friend, is doing something special, I get that right away. When our friend who's a pilot, Joel Rogers, yes, is training on the new Airbus, I get all his stuff about being in the simulator, and I love that. And I love your stuff when you're in different cities around the country and you're posting, and then it turns out that you're touring and you become buddies with a guy that I think is extremely funny. The sports guy that falls in love with Ron Burgundy on Anchorman. Yes. I think that's just one of the great
Champ Kind,
great
the
roles.
Character name.
Yeah. What's his name?
Yeah, what? His name is David Koechner. Champ Kind is the character.
Champ Kind.
Champ Kind. Anchorman. Also, Todd Packer from The Office is
that's
another
right,
of the
right.
big ones. So you're recognize yeah,
so the comedy stand-up thing, touring the country with these guys, got to be going pretty well for you, right?
Yeah, it's going great. We've probably done 20 weeks in the last 10, 11. 7 months.
Yeah, so. I don't
where
like
would
it.
Your comedy
like
career
it.
Be now?
Not a
where
fan?
No, not like a fan. It? No, I don't like it. I think it
like
just seems like a bad idea.
Bad move.
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't look. I'm not sure how this is going to end. So,
where would your where? How would you rate your comedy? You know, graph your pie graph for or your chart for comedy? You're on the upswing.
At the
yeah,
apex,
it's
right?
It's the best it's ever been, which is still just above failing. So I disagree.
I think it's well above failing now. I think you're doing much better. I really
I am
do.
Doing as best I've ever done in my career right now.
And
that
you seem
true.
To have renewed vigor with posting things about where you're going and who you're hanging out with.
No,
and,
I do, and I'm starting to write. I'm a good little run of writing jokes. Not all doing well necessarily, but it's just writing the joke is sometimes the hard part. Just getting it done, because that motivates you to write more stuff. Writing the murder mysteries is positive.
Yeah, Rob's written, I think, the last three murder mysteries. I haven't, I mean, he gives them to me afterward and says, what do you think? And I, you know, put
yeah,
a comma.
You tweak things.
Yeah, put a comma or a colon in there. But for the most part, yeah, he's been, this has been helpful to me, actually, his relationship
right,
with David Koechner.
Are you ready? Man, I don't, are we late? Are we running late?
We're again? Doing just fine, actually.
Are we okay? Yeah, do I have 2 minutes here?
Yeah, you do.
I can set it up and then we can do it when we come back.
All right, two minutes
I'm
going to
throw it out to these guys. So this might be embarrassing, but I'm...
No.
So I go to shows down here in Cocoonville, you know, where the old people are. And we go to see a very vanilla, very sanitized show, but I loved it. And I got a tear in my eye when they sang Amazing Grace, Celtic Women down here on stage. And I look, and it is a sea of blue hair. I mean, it is everyone is the average age in this theater is probably over 70. And I am not even remotely exaggerating that. It might skew down with the kids that went to see these pretty ladies sing, but I'm looking at, and as I'm waiting for the show to start and I'm looking around, I said, you know what? I don't do stand up, but I said, if I was ever going to do stand up at this stage of the game, I living down here and living in communities where it's all elderly, I think I would do a formidable stand-up niche act for senior citizens. Not for them, but about being them.
Tailored to them.
You know what
them.
I mean? Where it would be, what's that?
Tailored toward them?
Not tailored, no. That's the thing I would. but they'd like it because I was talking about being an old fart. You know, where I could talk about how old people misbehave, and I could talk about this community, the villages, where...
How they're
by
on
the
death's
way,
door. Talk
everybody,
about
yeah, you jump in the casket, the driving, driving with old people compared to the people that are slaying the dragon down here.
But to
the
be clear, these would be old. These would be jokes about old people, but you'd be telling them to a younger crowd.
Like, you know, okay, all right. I'm trying to think of niche comics, right? That have a particular thing.
How about Jeff Foxworthy? He has a niche.
Okay, so or Larry the Cable Guy catered his act to rednecks, right? I mean, it was kind of a hey, bubba, and Jeff Foxworthy did the, you know, you're a redneck hip. I would tailor my act to being old and what it is to be old and how funny it is to be old. Because not only would it probably, I'd try to make it play to everybody, but I think it would go over, you know, with this, these people that buy tickets to all this stuff down here. And, you know, whenever I go into a theater, Rob, I can't help but look on that stage and imagine what I would do.
Well, does it help? Does it make you think back to years past when you were trotting the boards?
Back in my college days.
Exactly.
Actor. No, I'm just thinking about it. So
why don't we all take a shot writing some jokes
for
you.
Yeah, we'll write some jokes.
And then you go down there, perform it, and then you tell us between your jokes, mine, Spiewak's, Joe's, Oscar's, which one's
Oscar's
landed.
Oscar's not going to write anything.
No, I will not accept a joke from Oscar Sanders.
Well, no, you accept it, and then you'll tell it, and it'll bomb. I'll reject it. And then you'll get a lot of satisfaction over that.
How does it work? I want to talk to you. I'm sorry, but I've never done this with you. Normally, I bust your balls about not getting married. I want to find out about what the process is, because I'm fascinated by it, because I've never really done it. I've only gotten up on stage and told stories. That's what I do. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun on this very interesting all over the place show right here.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Don't look at me. I'm not bailing you out of this. She's questioning
you. Remember when you said they're inviting it?
You're the one that said if they're wearing that, they're inviting it.
You make it something that it wasn't by using that tone. Because I never used a lascivious tone.
Ethan, weigh in here. You're younger than us. What do you think?
I think that, to be honest, all guys basically wear no shirt if you're at the beach or at the pool. Like,
but if you don't want to be seen, you could wear a shirt.
You could. Yeah. But, I mean, most people that wear a shirt at the pool or at the beach have some kind of condition where they get too cold in the water.
That's not the condition. The condition you're thinking of is obesity.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because
my line was funnier in that segment. My line was funnier, and you stole it. You stole it, and you edited it for your personal aggrandizement.
I don't touch that promo. That promo. That's a pony.
Who wrote
promo.
That promo? Pony. Goddammit! I'm the host of the f***ing show. And my line was that Rob wears a shirt when he goes in the pool. And then you skillfully edit it. You know what? Let me tell you something, skinny boy. I run this goddamn operation just because you see his ass every day. You know, sometimes it's really frustrating when I sit there and my ridiculously overblown ego starts licking its chops going, oh, here's something I'm going to say that's going to be funny. And you cobble it around so Spiewak gets the laugh, goddammit.
Sorry,
Rob and Joe. I'm sorry you had to. What?
I wanted to include Ethan.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry. Never mind.
It happens.
This segment of the program is brought to you by Hims. Here's a fact. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution? 4hims.com. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. 4hims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Real prescriptions backed by science, no nonsense. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices, so I love 4hims.com. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost, so act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's FORHIMS.com/TMOS. Don't wait. 4hims.com/TMOS. Sorry about that. I'm sorry you guys had to see that. It's my ego really just getting into the show a little bit. I brought it up in previous incarnations. So we do a bonus show, and we do a promo for it. And it's really the only actuality-based promo that we do. And, you know. And
Rob so hijacked what is it. The, got it.
Well, I don't know if Rob does. I think Pony. I think I know what the process is now. Pony does it.
Right.
Right? And then he submits it to you for your approval.
Right.
And he, okay, that's all.
Conspiracy.
And Rob's like, I love it.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Exactly.
To be fair, I don't usually judge it on content. I judge it on the fact that he makes it sound right.
It's okay. More to do with having a laugh on the outro than anything else.
Don't and help,
people
Pony.
Interrupted you.
Yeah, it's funny because I didn't
hear what he just said. See how dummy he is? Did you hear what he just said? That he's just said. And of course, anything I say doesn't get the laugh on the outro.
It did, but people interrupted you immediately afterwards, so okay. It would have been awkward to cut the promo there.
Well, you know, I think I deserve a little credit for showing my raw egotism on the show like this and
lots
being
of
completely
credit.
Honest about it. I mean, you might think it's a petty, small thing. No, it's not. I was really looking forward to it and categorically disappointed.
I can't wait to hear the promo we have for tomorrow for the bonus show, Pony.
No, I'm sure it'll sound
see,
great.
Now,
though.
Wait. No, you're making me. Now, see, you're going to pile on and make me look like more of an asshole.
No,
I know how that's going to work, too.
I want to be the
asshole, think you're
too.
Smarter than me? Do you both think you're smarter than me? Sometimes
what?
I wonder
no.
about that. I truly do. Well, I'm not going to be manipulated anymore, and I'm not paranoid.
I'm not manipulating anybody.
I know what you say
anybody.
About me behind my back.
I'm not manipulating yeah. anybody.
No, I don't want the promo changed.
All right.
I don't want the promo changed at all. That's silly.
What if
see,
we surprised
get,
you?
And now I get total silence where they will leave me out to
what
dry.
If we surprised you?
What?
With a
no,
new promo.
No, I don't. No, yeah. no. See, you're being, why don't you fight with me sometimes and go, you egomaniacal bastard. You know, that's what I would like. I'd love that. Let's move on. Let's
all right,
just move
let's
on.
Move on.
I'm trying to get out of this. I'm trying to punch my way out of it. Let's talk about stand-up comedy.
Comedy.
Let's.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
So when you are writing a joke... Where do you start? What is? How does it begin?
Well, generally, for me, it starts...
Let me interrupt for just a second here. See, when you're really hated by your coworkers, they this is what happens. This is there's no friendly banter. It's more like Mike's being this guy, and that's and I'm trying desperately to punch out of it, but I'm not because this is what I think. This is what I think. I think there's a level of malice that exists. I truly believe this in my heart of hearts. There is a level of tiny little malice where he's doing that, and it's just like, okay, yo, I know that makes Mike sound really funny. Now let's do this and recover. That's why.
Do you
that's
really
my
think,
innermost.
Do you really
that's
think,
my innermost paranoia. That's
do you think
at work.
Pony is
it's
bright enough. 50,
no, of it's right. fat. Of course, I think. No, I don't think he's bright. If he was bright enough, he wouldn't do it.
That's true. That is true.
It.
That's true.
Pony is an evil man. We can yes. all agree on that.
No, but Pony, back in the day when we had our little altercation, I don't know. I mean, it's just like, what is the you guys get, are there on the receiving end of a lot of, you know, grief and crap? And sometimes I think, you know, that's a subtle little way, maybe, subconsciously. By the way, I think a lot of it on Pony's end, I'm making myself laugh.
Yeah.
This, is subconscious. You know, and it's just like
subconscious Pony.
You're embarrassed by it now because that's why you're not talking about it that much. Because you would you if you were to put a percentage on since we've done the bonus show promo,
right?
How many? What would be a give me a rough percentage? Because somebody could actually go out and enumerate it.
Sure.
How many times do you think Oscar and Mike sort of sit quietly by and Rob gets the big laugh? How if, there was a time we brought it up. We brought it up before. Do you remember that when we?
I do.
The way, Rob is a funny person, and I'm both Robs in the studio are a funny person.
Thank you.
I think really when you're talking about getting a big laugh, leave Oscar out of it.
Well, Oscar, Oscar is a big laugher.
Yes, he is.
But Oscar's also a guy that sets up a lot of stuff.
That's true. That's true.
Set up Santana.
Well, what do you think the percentages are?
I'd say 75%.
75?
Oh, going away.
Oh, I would say 60-40.
Well, you're in the ballpark of each other.
Yeah, we could come to an agreement.
I would say 67.5. Matter of fact, I have it right here in my TMOS diary that I keep.
There was a line, and when he started to play that promo, there's a line I had about Rob and going in the pool. And it was I loved it. It was really kind of cute. But you're saying, Pony, somebody interrupted me right after that?
Yeah, it happens a lot, unfortunately. You will have a really great line, and then someone will jump on it immediately, and I can't.
What would be the percentage of either Oscar or Rob that would jump on me immediately when I have a great line?
Well, someone might
be trying to, like, really get a better line in fast.
I would have to say that the primary jumper honor would be Rob.
Yeah. But he asked for a percentage.
Let's say
90%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 90.
90.
Wow, 90 seems low.
A percent of whatever. Yeah.
90 seems low.
But also, if you originate the joke, the piler on gets, they already get to hear the theme, and then they get to try to improve on it. It's not fair.
That's true.
You follow?
That's
so true. That happens a lot.
Yeah, building
that's
the
collaborative. That's collaborative radio.
But
can I defend
Pony a little bit?
I'd rather you not.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'd like to hear Joe defend Pony.
I'm consistently fighting with our producer, who's also my brother, so that means you can have genuine arguments. There's no, you know, you're stuck with them, so it's not like you'll stop talking. Right. And I hate it. Like it's now people are like, oh, it's good radio. Well, screw that. I don't care about good radio. I don't want to be in a real argument.
Right.
Which happens, what do you think, once a month maybe?
97% is the, no. Yeah, no, it does happen probably once a month.
Is it a real, like, take no prisoners kind of brother-on-brother argument?
Sometimes it is.
There's been a few real, the rant is what we labeled that one, where you had about a 2-minute just going off on him.
Yes, it's usually about my selfishness. I think you and I are built a lot the same way.
I'd
say you're
totally
selfish,
agree.
But I'm a very narcissistic, right? Like, I don't know if you do this, but I go back every week and listen to my own show, the thing I just said.
No. No,
so I go back and do that, and that's obviously there's some ego there. Also,
Hold it. I just got it. Because I don't do that, this is the only way I can do it. This is the only way I can evaluate my performance.
That makes sense.
So when I hear a promo, I get excited because it's like actually listening to my stuff. I'll listen to please give me, Rob, the exact way we put up. Those are Instagram videos.
Yeah, the
and
IGTV.
Give the author and how they're put together so people can look for them. The,
yeah, IGTV,
the
Maddie puts them up, and you can find them on our Facebook page. If you're not on Instagram, they're on our Facebook page, but also follow the Michael Mara Show on Instagram, and you'll get them first every day when they
so
post.
So I love those, and I'll get the little stim. If they're put together in a nice little package, I do that. I don't per se go back and listen to it. So when I get those promos, I get all excited. And all the selfishness and narcissism that you talk about that I have kind of is concentrated. And that's why I'll have a moment like I did.
You know, I actually think, disappointed. And I think this is a good thing. I think you're wrong. Meaning, I don't think these guys are out to get you, but that's what you want, right? You'd rather be wrong about it. You'd rather not be correct that they're trying to sabotage you. Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I've done real rants. This is not a real rant because this is not something that will be discussed further because I don't care. I don't think it's out of malice. But I think subconsciously sometimes Pony does work with Rob, and that's kind of the way that works because Rob's Pony's immediate go-to guy like that. No, the real stuff I think you're right about, and I've thought about that a lot. The real rants that are really meaningful, that actually mean something. When I do something like this, that to me is, I'm not lying about it because it comes from a real spot, but I'm not serious about it in that it's something that I will spend the day worrying about. You know, there are other things that I do spend the day worrying about, you know, so that's where it is. And I think you might be right to a certain extent where real animus, where you, like, say you have a real fight with your brother on the air. Rob and I have had real issues, and I don't think it translates that well. Sometimes it's the only way that I can communicate it. You might feel the same way because the microphone's there, and you know you're going to say what you really, really mean, and you want to get it all out there.
I say that all the time. More about my brother. If there's something I need to say, I wait for the show. That's passive aggressive as hell, but I always do that because that's my little safe space, and then I can say, oh, well, you know, I was kidding, but
sure.
Usually I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, well, out of all this, that it's a minor annoyance, it comes from that spot. That's why I bring it up. But this type of radio, and one of the things that I have to say, the reason I'm still doing it, is that you can go in any direction you want to go in, and it's kind of fun. And that's what it is with that. But there's the serious stuff and there's the not serious stuff.
Hey, what
and
if
I
the,
think that would I be accurate, Rob Spiewak, in saying that sometimes you and Pony probably don't know what it is, whether it's really, really serious or not, right?
Well, I mean, it's sometimes you can burn hot and bright, but you also burn brief. And like you said, you probably won't revisit this.
With the real serious stuff that you and I have had in recent memory, you know when it's real and when it's show real and when it's real real.
Yeah. Hey, what are the chances that the next promo, Rob gets the big laugh?
0%.
That's not going to happen.
Based on his performance today,
very small. And Pony, I will give you a directive because I do not. Pony, you have to tell the listening audience, I do not, I will never speak to you about editing content in a promo.
No, never.
Outside of being on the air.
Never.
I have nothing to do with it. When it comes to, there are many, many, many aspects of this show. I've worked with people who have had a hand in literally everything. I think it's far too all-encompassing and exhausting, so that will not happen. But I will direct you this time, Pony, specifically the next promo I want to feature Rob Spiewak.
Okay, you got it. Today's show.
And Pony, very good. Make me funny.
So briefly, because we ran out of all our time, what's the most important thing about preparing stand-up? If there's some guy out there wants to do an open mic night, how do you do it? There's got to be a way. I'm sure there are books written on it and all that. Do you jot down your thoughts? How do you write a joke?
There's a million ways to do it. If you want, I mean, if Gary Goldman is an amazing comic and he's on Twitter recently just giving a tip after tip, and it's just really smart stuff. But for me, I'm not one that just says, okay, let's sit down and write a joke. Usually something happens in conversation that I'll say something. Like, for example, I have a new joke that I like a lot about talking dirty. And just in conversation, I just said something about, you know, you can't have a small penis and talk dirty. You're blank. I don't want to say the word. You're blank. Oh, your blank is so understanding. So, and that got a laugh in conversation. And I was like, okay, how can we expand on that? And then I said, well, you can't be married and talk dirty. Oh, you're so reliable and you're so convenient. And then it turned into this whole thing. But for me, I just say it until it comes out right. Because when I write it, that's not how I speak. When I type something, but when I say it,
it's completely organic in that.
Yeah, and then I'll accidentally just sort of say it right, and then okay, that's how to say it every time now.
Can I ask a follow-up on that? Because I played some tapes last week as a show open of George Carlin, where he did amazing, long line of stuff you would hear in commercials, and it was so precise. How precise are you with wording when you get to the punchline? Does it change from night to night, or is it more of a rhythm thing? How exact are you when you're doing a joke like
that?
It's
funny that you bring that up, because usually I am not like that, where everywhere it's a monologue that's memorized word for word. Usually I'm more in the moment, and it'll be basically the same. But I've started writing a couple jokes, specifically this joke, I just tried it last night for the first time, that is very George Carlin-esque. I already have this joke about the ID channel and how it's the murder channel. It's like porn to women. There's no reruns on there. There's a new murder every single hour.
Right.
And then we're watching it the other day, and all the names of these shows are ridiculous.
Right.
And so I said, I bet there's a joke in there. And I literally go on the site, and I read all the names, and it turned into a Carlin bit. I was like, there's 14 names of shows on there with the word dead or deadly in the title.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
There's a show called Dead Silent and a show called Deadly Silence. They're not even trying.
I applaud.
And then there's this whole rant that I'm trying to write about that, but it is Carlin, and that it has to have a rhythm and I have to have it memorized, which is not the most natural thing for me to do.
So the joke dictates it.
The joke dictates it, because it's funny you mentioned that exact bit, because it is like that. I'm just listing, they're all real names, but when you list them in a row, Deadly Sins, Deadly Dentist, Deadly Doctors, Deadly Devotion, there's Evil Sisters, Evil Stepbrothers, Evil Lives Here. Do you want to move? You can't, because there's Fear Thy Neighbor, Neighbor from Hell. Where can you go? You can't. There's Murder in the Heartland, Murder in the University, Murder in Paradise, Murder Among Friends, Murder Chose Me.
That's great.
What happens? What premieres next week? Murder is Forever, season 12. So it's a whole thing, but I have to figure out how to carl it and nail it.
I can tell you've been on the road, dude. No, that's good stuff. Yeah. I like that a lot. Ah, well, anyway, we're at the end of this little discussion here, and I'm feeling egomaniacal. It's wonderful. I like that. That's good stuff. Very good. Thank you very much, Rob Mayer. We'll take a break.
Thank you.
Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Greetings, faithful TMOS listeners. It's Maddie, the Cheese Queen. The guys asked me to step in while Oscar is on vacation, so I've been adopting all of his habits to make it seem like he was never gone. Things like vocal warm-ups. Meow, 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 meow. Ordering around the interns. Ethan, can you go grab my Starbucks? Speaking like a businessman. Guys, there's a lot of moving parts to this business, and some of the best practices to achieve core competency and to leverage dollars is to give 110% in mispronouncing everyday English. Hey guys, let's go get some pizza. Filling in the void is never easy. So luckily, the TMOS app is your one-stop shop to download all of the episodes featuring the three principles. And that's as good as some freshly shaved Parmesan and a glass of Italian Chianti. Damn it!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of the program brought to you by Stamps.com. Here's a fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office, the traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages. It's a hustle, Mom.
Hustle.
Which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer. They can handle it all. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7. For any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it, then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. That is a bargain. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com. And enter the code TMOS, everybody.
News!
Boo! Thank you, everybody. We're here with Rob and Joe. They have another murder mystery back to the 80s. That's coming Thursday, April 11th at the DC Improv. Tickets are available at www. That's the intranets.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
DCimprov.com. So check them out.
Please
do. It's a very, very funny show. And I look forward to it every time I'm part of it. That's once a year.
Hopefully. That's right.
Welcome to News You May Not Need. Someone made a chart on Reddit showing that Leonardo DiCaprio has never dated a woman over 25.
Wow.
His current girlfriend, Camila Maroney, she turned, she's a good girl.
She's so young.
Oh, Camila. She turned 21 this year. Leo is 44. That's disgusting.
I hate an age difference
yes,
like that.
And wow. Amazing.
So wrong. Hi, Carla. In 1999, when Leo was 24, he hooked up with 18-year-old Gisele Bündchen. They broke up 5 years later in 2004 when he was 29 and she was 23. Nothing wrong with that. In 2005, he started dating Bar Raffaelli. What a resume.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was 30. She was 20. They lasted until 2010 when he was 35. And she had reached his limit of 25 years old.
Good news, bad news. Here's a nice birthday present, and now we're broken up. Yeah.
In 2011, he dated Blake Lively.
Yes.
What? How about this guy's resume, though?
Huh? It's Derek Jeter, right? They're competing for the greatest resumes.
Blake Lively, who was 23, he was 36. The following year, he hooked up with Aaron Heatherton. Does anyone know Aaron?
No, but I'm sure. I'm guessing she's hot.
Yeah, yeah. She might be pretty.
Hot and young? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. She was 22. From 2013 to 2014, he dated Tony Garn. By the
He's
time
gorgeous.
They broke up,
no,
she was
not
21.
A man.
She was 21. He was 39. In 2015, he dated Kelly Rohrbach. She was 25. They broke up when she was 26.
Oh, well,
so
it was time.
That moment. In 2016, he hooked up with Nina Agdal. They broke up a year later, and now he's with a young lady named Camila Maroney. She's 21, as we said before.
So, I appreciate the fact that this chart is Leo. On Reddit, but I think it really belongs on the bottom corner of the USA Today.
Hi, everybody. Mike Beach, USA Today says, yeah, Leo DiCaprio.
He should have like a t-shirt, like his tour dates, like of a band. From 2011 to 2012, Blake Lively.
I saw the Blake Lively tour. Yeah.
I always think when I watch Wolf of Wall Street that was, of all the roles we've seen Leonardo DiCaprio in, that was the least stretch for him.
That wasn't a documentary. That was
fiction, you see.
You know, that they're doing their own thing, and he's there. And by the way, if you watch The Wolf of Wall Street, I think the greatest masturbation scene in the history of film, the funniest, certainly, is Jonah Hill. That just kills me. She's perfect. Fantastic. Last month, Matthew Perry tweeted that he got kicked out of therapy. He never said why, but the not always reliable Radar Online claims it's because he was too focused on sex. Listen to this. A so-called source says, quote, Matthew got kicked out because he was too busy with models that he's texting through a dating app. He wasn't concentrating, which is worrying everyone. They need him to be focused on sobriety, taking it seriously, not trying to hook up. Who knows what the source is? But you haven't heard much about Matthew Perry lately.
Well, he got, I don't think he's done anything since they canceled the Odd Couple reboot, who he was actually pretty good in. I liked that show.
One was he, Felix or Oscar?
He was Oscar, and Thomas Lennon played Felix.
Okay.
So it was a pretty good revisit.
I would put Matthew Perry, you could make Matthew Perry Felix. Matthew Perry's too kind of, even with his addledness a little bit.
I think he's too squeaky to be Oscar. No, I think the addledness is what made him a good Oscar. It looked like he is coming in or going out of something.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Right. Do you think it bothers him that Matt LeBlanc has done like six things since then that have been relatively successful?
Yeah, credibly, the critics love him. Yeah. It seems like he's made a lot of smart choices.
And then he and Matthew Perry's had zero successes since.
Yeah. But he's on that app probably getting dates with models.
Probably is, yes.
Not as hot as Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, he clicks the option 26 and over.
He dates 29-year-olds. Gross.
Yuck.
David and Victoria Beckham have joined the Billionaire Couples Club.
Oh, how good.
I knew you'd be happy, Rob. Their combined worth topped the $1 billion threshold, thanks mainly to David's soccer-related revenue.
Oh, good. Now their kid can go to any college they want.
Yeah, their kid. Just accepted the USC.
USC. Victoria's Fashion has some of it, too, and makeup lines, and they've got lots of endorsements. Victoria still makes a few bucks off the Spice Girls, even though she's not taking part in the upcoming reunion.
She's very pointy looking.
Yeah. She's, but they are, I think that is professional soccer. Is that not the highest paid athletes?
I believe so. I think the organizations aren't worth as much as NFL teams, but I think the money goes to the players in that
situation.
Players with endorsements.
These Formula One drivers make a lot of money too. I was watching Netflix thing on F1 on Formula One. It looks like some real ritzy, high dollar events.
And it's usually whatever boxer had the biggest fight that year.
Yep.
LeBron Floyd James Mayweather. And one other basketball player, and then Ronaldo and then Formula One. Yeah.
But Beckham is much, he's actually much better looking than Victoria, right?
Not pointy at all.
No, he's well-rounded.
Yeah.
And I bet, he might have a tattoo on his ball.
Yes.
I bet it's beautiful.
I think actually it looks like a soccer ball.
It's National Pi Day.
Yes, he's tattooed the black and white soccer ball.
Rob, you're the student. Pi Day. It's National Pi Day. Pi, yeah. The math pi. What is the
It's pi 3. Squared, it's right? 3.14159265, I think, if you go that far out. But because it's 3.14, today is March 14th, and all these nerds are going crazy about it.
So there are pie deals everywhere. Whole Foods has pies that are $3.14 off. No, that to me sucks. If you're going to do that, sell the whole pie for $3.14.
Or make it free. It's Pi Day. Come on, nerd. Make a fist.
Make it the full number. You have to give exact change.
$3 pieces of pennies.
0.147294 cents. Or there's no sale!
A 17-year-old kid in Jersey City, this is a sweet story,
yeah,
in Jersey City, New Jersey, just got accepted to 17 different colleges, since that's been the theme of this show.
Yeah.
It's a big deal because he's been homeless for a large portion of his life. His name is Dylan Chittick, and he came to the U.S. from Trinidad with his mom when he was 7, but he's a U.S. citizen now. His family has been homeless off and on since he was young. He still managed to make it into the National Honor Society, and he's also president of his class. I love
good for
this story.
Him.
Nice.
He says his mom's courage is what inspires him to work so hard, and he knows how hard life can be. So he's determined to lift his family up and never let them get back to a place where they have to struggle so much. He's been accepted to 17 schools so far, including a few big ones like Xavier, but he's still waiting to hear back from the College of New Jersey near Trenton. That's his top choice, partly because it's close to his mom.
What that's awesome. Kid. Love that.
Wherever he ends up, he plans to work as hard as he can, and he's planning to major in poli-sci, political science.
Oh, I wonder if he'll be a Republican.
That's interesting. You know what? I'm not going to answer that, Joe Robinson.
I have a feeling he's a Democrat. Say, that's just, yeah, just throwing it out there.
I'm throwing that out there, too. Why not?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll follow him.
And now on the other side of the spectrum, a 37-year-old guy in northern Michigan got his car stuck in a snowbank on Tuesday. Then police showed up after there were multiple reports of gunshots. So who got shot? Well, thankfully, no one did. It turned out the guy was so angry that he couldn't get his car out, he started shooting the snowbank he was stuck in. Police found a Glock in his car, several shell casings on the ground next to the snowbank, so he shot it multiple times. Police realized he was drunk. Shocker. And arrested him. Not clear what charges he's facing. The snowbank was treated at the scene for no life-threatening injuries.
In other news, he killed a deer with a snow shovel.
That's right. That's
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. All right, we'll get an audio vault coming up with Rob Spiewak. We're here with Rob and Joe, and we will be right back with more of the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Oh, now is the time of Lent. When a good Catholic gives up something for 6 weeks, normally you give up your favorite things. But if there's one thing you should never give up, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. So sacrifice those Oreos and draft beer till Easter and head over to themikeomarashow.com. Click on the Bonus Show banner to buy or renew it today. Now back to the one thing no P1 can ever give up, Mike O'Mara.
God bless you, Paulie. Thank you so much, Easter. My Brooklyn friend. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. It's almost the Ides of March.
Yes.
So why not march on over to the TMOS Shopping Center? It's right at our website, and it gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Adjust microphone. Right now, Target has $80 off the Generation 6 iPad. That's some sexy tablet action, baby.
It really is, baby.
The Walmart Spring Shop has all your beach essentials, camping gear, luggage, and road trip basics. I call that fun.
Fun!
And Macy's, it's your prom headquarters with hundreds of prom dresses priced at under $150. Check them out. This is internet shopping at its finest. Not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. Next time you need anything, just go to the TMOS Shopping Center at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It has everything. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS. Shop there, or Maddie will get the hiccups again. Poor Maddie Masiello. Now go spend money. And let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, March 14th, 2019, with Rob and Joe from the Rob and Joe Show. And do you need to plug anything, Joe Robinson, besides the murder mystery for
no,
you guys?
No, murder What's mystery is what I do now. I've given up stand-up completely. Yes. You're getting into it. I'm exiting.
There we go.
Oh, but you freed up a slot for it.
Yeah, if you go to dielaughingproductions.com, I think we have 4 shows in April. So.
Yeah, we also have AMP in Rockville, Bethesda area on April 20th, 420. But yeah, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina with David Koechner, the anchor champ kind from Anchorman, March 28th through the 30th, if you're down in the Carolinas.
Your bestie. He's your
bud. Bestie, my BFF.
That's him. I love that guy. I'd love to go see that show if it comes down. You ever get down to the great Sunshine State?
Well, we did Orlando and Tampa last year. I'm imagining we'll get back down that way. Tentatively, Sarasota's on the calendar, but it might get moved. But I'll keep you posted.
Sarasota, I'll come see you.
Yeah.
Right. How far are you from Sarasota?
About an hour and 45 minutes.
Okay, not easy. Bad. Not too bad.
I'll go up and see that. Absolutely.
Be careful what you say, because it comes sometimes it'll come back to haunt you. This is not that long ago. This is 2017, and this is Lori Loughlin. Perhaps you've heard of her. She's in this scandal. This is what she said in an interview about her kids.
You know what I don't ever do? I never push my kids to. I always say, do the best you can. I was never that kid. They're fought my husband, too, their dad. Never. We were never like at school. You got to get straight A's. We were never those parents. We were always like, you know what? Give it your all. Do the best you can. Because in life, if you give it your all and you do the best you can, that's it. That's all you can do. And that's enough, in my opinion. Especially with kids. I think we put so much pressure and stress on them. Maybe a lot of it is unnecessary.
Maybe if she did push him, she would have saved herself $500,000.
Yeah, and that's a prison sentence.
That's well formulated, and there's nothing better. Nothing to really add at that moment.
Just something to think about. You don't need to get straight A's.
Wow.
The more you know.
Wow. God.
Mike, the Canadians are changing something.
Really?
When you back up a truck, it sounds like this, right? That's the noise. That's the sound you hear.
That's seared into my cerebral cortex right now.
They've changed their official backup sound in Canada. I'm going to play you the original sound and what they've replaced it with. This is true. This is what we're accustomed to hearing.
Right.
Now it's... They're changing it to blips of static. They say it is actually less unpleasant but equally noticeable. I don't hear that as an appropriate warning sound.
Okay. Are you saying that you don't approve because it's not... pointed enough to
it's
notice
not,
that
it's not piercing
up.
If you hear that could be something in the background. I think we're gonna see dozens of dead Canadians.
I'd have to hear it live. I really would.
All right, well, you and me, we're going to Ottawa and we're gonna stand behind trucks.
Is that the name of the episode? Dozens of dead Canadians.
Exactly, that's what it is.
The Dead Canadians, great band.
Speaking of great bands, you know who's coming back? Not really a band, but a comedy album. The Jerky Boys, after over 20 years, are putting out another album of prank phone calls. Here's the deal. They released a clip. I think they were interviewed by Rolling Stone. If you're going to pull a clip from your first album in 20 years, don't you want it to kind of sizzle?
Yeah.
All right. I don't have high hopes for this.
Hello, this is Danielle from Heretic Dental Clinics.
What happened?
To the dental clinic, a dentistry, and we received your inquiry.
Yeah.
How may I help you?
Yeah. I gotta have my teeth straightened out.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all crooked. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. If some teeth are crooked, we usually recommend braces.
Well, you know, I tried once. I made my own braces out of some little pieces of wood and some metal, and they tore up the side of my face. So maybe there's another way you can use this polymer or rubber if you bounce around and you close in your jaw.
But I don't think it's an option in our clinic.
Well, of course it's an option. I made it myself. You can buy it down at the local hardware store.
Yeah, perfect.
I'll see you then, and we'll get those braces in my mouth and on my legs.
Sounds good. Have a nice day, then.
All right, sounds good. All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
So just keep in mind, pretty soon there's that and many other calls just like it that you can purchase.
Great. Well, that was horrible.
Exactly.
Well,
they
didn't
used
they
to
have
be
one where
so
there was some
funny.
Guy at a bar that just went nuts on him?
That's no.
The
that's whole, a, I think that was actually a different phone call. These were the one that's sort of the same voice where he's Frank Rizzo, but he even sounds unenergetic doing his own character.
He parlayed that into a role on Family Guy. I mean, that's how huge they were and how
they have
funny
a,
they were.
I think
were.
They had a movie, didn't they?
they did. Oh, that's where they started going downhill.
It's an interesting choice. It doesn't exactly sell it, and we all reacted the same way. It comes on. And you hear that, hey, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And you start chuckling, and then you're like, okay, where's the heat? And it
That's
doesn't
it.
Come.
I think what we've realized is that he spent all of his money, and now he needs to do something else.
All the Jerky Boys movie money's gone?
All that sweet Jerky Boys cash?
The movie about prank phone calls? Yeah, that was bad.
They should have the creditors calling him that he's late on his bills.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Frank Rizzo!
You got my last payment. It's my last payment I'm giving you. You get it?
So let's close with this. I think pretty much everything that Samuel L. Jackson touches is better because Samuel L. Jackson is part of it. He just did an interview with Esquire, and they had him read lines from romantic comedies, and this was my favorite one. This is from
laughing already. Like
this is from Titanic, but he's not so sure he agrees with that being labeled as a romantic comedy. Samuel Jackson.
Listen, Rose, you're going to get out of here. You're going to go on, and you're going to make lots of babies, and you're going to watch them grow. You're going to die an old lady warm in her bed. Not here. Not this night. Not like this. understand me? Now, personally, I don't think that was funny at all. I mean, Rom, maybe. Calm, not at all.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak. Thank you, Rob and Joe. Don't forget the murder mysteries.
Thank you, fellas.
If you want to get more information on the murder mystery at the DC Improv on the 11th, you get tickets, dcimprov.com. And good luck to you guys. Thanks for coming in and paneling.
Love it.
And,
our pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks, always guys. A pleasure. Love continued it. Success. If you can wrangle them, Rob. I love Rob and Joe promos that are just completely off the cuff.
Okay.
Really work them like a dog.
Pony, right? Lock the doors.
Got some ideas.
Make sure Pony doesn't edit it. That's it. We got to
take care of those.
If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. Remember the TMOS bonus show. Get it. You'll love it. For Rob Spiewak, Rob, and Joe, this is Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long.
Later.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Goodbye, Judy.